William Cleedon is leading the Yukon Quest sled dog race. He left the Eagle checkpoint at a little before 2 this afternoon. Hugh Neff and John Little are still resting at the checkpoint. Sebastian Schnula and Brent Sass round out the top 5. Both mushers are en route to Eagle. Hans got scratched from the Yukon Quest in Dawson City yesterday, saying he wants to save his dogs for the Iditarod. Fellow veteran racer Dave Dalton also pulled out at Dawson yesterday because his dogs are sick. That leaves 25 teams in the race. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Most people drop out of dog sled races because their teams are struggling. So when frontrunner Hans Gott pulled the plug yesterday, it was a surprise.
It is very ironic, you know. Here I am in Dawson with a dog team which looks better than probably all my other runs in the Quest.
The 3-time former Quest champion says he scratched to preserve what's turned out to be an exceptional dog team for next month's Iditarod.
My goal is to do well, hopefully win Iditarod this year.
Gott says he sees his team beginning to move toward peak performance and believes his best chance at Iditarod success is to delay that plateau by dropping out of the Quest. He says the decision to scratch was the toughest of his career. Before scratching, Gott was running in 4th place, just 3 hours out of the lead. Brent Sass, who left Dawson yesterday in 6th place, met news of Gott's departure with mixed feelings.
It's a bummer that he's not going to be out there in the trail. It's nice to see him out there, and also good to be racing against him and see where my team is up against his. And I won't be able to compare him at the end of the race now, but it's just kind of unfortunate. But, I mean, it moves me up a spot, hopefully.
Sass began the second half of his Yukon Quest with his usual optimism, and his dogs seemed to share it. Teams depart Dawson from a campground across the Yukon River from town. Mushers set up straw-lined tents for their dogs to rest up in during the 36-hour mandatory layover. Dan Caduce, who's currently running in 10th place, says a simple schedule is employed to help dogs recover from the first half of the race.
Nothing too extravagant. Every 6 hours, they get a feeding, a massage, and a walk.
One musher happy to see his dogs looking peppy again is rookie Jay Kadzow. Kadzow, who's running in 11th position, says his team was depleted because he ran out of dog food on the long run into Dawson.
All the way from Scroggy, pretty much I had nothing. It was a long run. I camped out a couple hours and just gave them water. I thought maybe they were going to quit on me, but they made it.
Kadzow says he should have asked for extra food from race officials, even though it would have cost him a time penalty. He says he hopes his team still trusts him. Further back in the pack, fellow rookie Jason Mackey has been having an even tougher time. The younger brother of the race's 4-time champion says his dogs have not recovered since he made the mistake of feeding them heavy and running in the midday sun on the second day of the race. He says they've been plodding along at 6 miles an hour, well short of their normal training pace. Mackey says he's very disappointed, but will not quit.
It's not an option to pull out. I mean, I've put every resource, every person, every spot. I mean, I know that there's people at home wondering what the hell I'm doing, you know. I heard that my wife was crying yesterday. You know, we put everything on the line for this race. What's he doing? I'm doing everything I can do. Believe me, there's nobody that needs a paycheck worse than me.
Mackey says he plans to march his dogs through the second half of the race.
Just going to put my headphones on, my running shoes, and work harder than I have been. That group that's in front of me, like from 8th to 15th or whatever it is, better be ready to work because I'm very determined to get in the top.
Mackey says his plan is to do 12-hour runs with 6-hour breaks in between. He says time will tell if his team can handle the aggressive schedule. Reporting on the Yukon Quest Trail in Dawson City, I'm Dan Bross.